Hey guys. Work has been kicking my ass. But yeah, I've still been having some fun with recording when I get a chance to do so. And I just recorded a really fun jerk off instruction audio. Spoiler alert. And there's some interesting stuff coming down the pipeline over the next couple weeks, and I'm pretty happy about that. Yeah. I guess it's. Oh, excuse me. Oh, man. Boy, partying hard on a Saturday night. I can definitely say it's been a long, long, long couple of weeks, and I think I'm finally starting to push through some of the workload. But I don't know, I've definitely been thinking lately more and more about how I'd love to switch into doing creative work full time, and oh my God, I would have so much energy for recording if I didn't if I could spend more time doing it and less time like stressing out about work and dealing with awful coworkers and such. Actually, I have to say most of my coworkers are just fine. It's more the management. I mean, isn't that usually the case? But yeah, like, I don't know. It's really cool to think that maybe at some point I can do that. I mean, things have grown so much since April, since I first started doing this Patreon, and I'm very thankful for that to all of you. And I'm really excited about where it could go. I just wish I had more time to devote to recording and you know, meeting everyone's needs and things like that. And so sometimes it can be really hard when I'm tired to feel creative. And yeah, that's kind of the key for me is like not only do I have to be like in the mood, but I have to be feeling creative. And sometimes being creative takes a lot of energy. But I'm hoping that things are starting that I've started to kind of get through the big push, and now I'll have more time to kind of do some more fun things, and I appreciate you guys being so patient. Yeah, I guess that's all I wanted to say. I guess I could do a quick ramble about so I'm not very good at video games, like anything that requires hand-eye coordination. I mean, don't get me wrong. I can give a great fucking hand job. But when it comes to video games, like I'm more of a video game spectator. I really like watching other people play video games, especially when there's a lot of story, like Mass Effect. Oh my God, I love the Mass Effect games. Andromeda was okay, not great, but the first three Mass Effect were just, you know, fantastic. So Andromeda was fine, I guess, but anyway. I'm just not good at them. I really like them, especially when they have stories and decision points and things like that. But I'm no good, really. But I have found like the genre of walking simulators. And I mean, I played a couple before, like Stanley Parable and stuff, and that was kind of cool. But I just finished the other night. I've been playing like 20 minutes before bedtime for like the past week and a half. This game called Dear Esther, which is really weird, and the story was kind of fucked up, but it was beautiful. It was just the most relaxing thing to do. Just like it was just very beautiful, and the music was very interesting and ambient, and I don't know, it was just like super relaxing. And yeah, if anyone has any suggestions for games that are, I guess, not so I'm not very good at puzzles. And I mean, I'm okay at puzzles, but I get frustrated really easy with puzzles. So I'm not really fantastic at puzzles, but and And like I said, lack of hand-eye coordination. So that means like most video games are not really going to work for me. But if you can think of suggestions for games that sound like they might fit, especially if they're relaxing and I don't know, like atmospheric, I guess. That was Dear Esther. It was just so beautiful and it was honestly, it was kind of like meditating before bed. It was really great. It totally helped me unwind. Yeah, so like a glass of wine and 20 minutes of Esther was, or Dear Esther was pretty fantastic. And I'll probably play it again, this time with like the director's cut or something. But yeah, I'm a little sad now that I'm done with it because it's over. Which is a sign, I guess, that it was pretty good. Anyway, have a good Saturday night. Night.